It's 101.9 KISS FM, your new home of Harvey Hip Hop and R&B. I am Jay Blaze. Typically, I'm sitting here with my co-host Clark, but today we're going to talk about insurance. And it's something that, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about. We don't like to talk about accidents. I'm big on the universe. And if you say something, the universe will deal it to you. Even if you say, I'm not going to have an accident, guess what? You just dealt it to yourself to have one. Eventually, this may happen to you. And if it does happen to you, which we knock on wood, plastic, or whatever you knock on, you want to know who to talk to and get answers and actually get people that's going to help you and actually be on your side. You know, so many people will say, hey, look, I'm here to help you. I'm here to make sure you get what you're owed. I'm here to make sure that your pain and suffering is taken care of. And it's not. They want to make sure their pockets are good. And then you left with a big bill trying to figure it all out. So today I'm hanging out with my people from Kellum, and anybody who listens to this radio station knows that I rock with Kellum. And I got my man from Kellum in here. Introduce yourself.
Hey, Jay. This is John Briggs. I'm the managing attorney at Kellum Law Firm. Happy to be with you today. And I'm sorry that Clark's not here and that I'm not quite as attractive as she is.
But you're going to give us some useful information, though.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to try to answer any questions you have and put it out to your folks in radio land and try to help people out.
All right, let's talk insurance. Let's talk what Kellum actually does, okay? You know, I've done the commercial 1,000 times, so the tagline is we'll be with you all the
way. We're with you all the way.
It's two things I remember. That dog in the commercials, which I'm trying to figure out if that same dog every time, and that tagline. When you say, when you're with us all the way, we're with you all the way, what does that mean? Tell me, what does that mean? When you say all the way,
that means we're going to hold your hand through the entire process and never let go. Make sure that you're taken care of.
Okay.
Make sure that we return your phone calls and you're communicated with.
Okay.
That you understand what the claim process is about and what we can do to help you and get you to the end, which means compensation. And it means getting you fair and reasonable compensation. Because, you know, a lot of people who are unrepresented in car accidents or even workers' compensation claims, disability claims, they get taken advantage of when they try to go it alone. Mm-hmm. You know, and when they retain an attorney like us at Kellum Law Firm, you know, you're not going it alone. We're with you. We're with you all the way. And, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, they'll take advantage of you even on the accident scene. They'll have a checkbook, and these are the insurance companies.
Okay.
And they'll be on the scene right after the accident, and they'll write a check and put it in front of your face, and it looks good.
Okay.
It looks good. You need some money, right?
Right.
Now your car's not working. You probably can't get to work.
Right, right.
Well, if you take that check, they're going to have you sign something for
you.
Yeah,
they
do. Right?
Yeah, they do.
That's a release. That means the claim's over.
It's over. So once you sign that paper, they're done. Once you say that money, I'll take that money.
Jay, it's all over.
Nothing else you can do.
And you know, $500 is not even $100. I say $100 a lot. And then they purport to agree to pay your ongoing medical expenses for a period of, say, 60 days.
Okay.
But what they don't tell you is they're going to pay the medical bills that they deem reasonable.
Wow.
Not the ones you actually incur. So you go to the hospital, you might run up a $1,000 bill for one visit, and they have x-rays, and the emergency physician sees you. Well, the insurance company is going to look at that bill, and they're going to say, hey, this is unreasonable. They've overcharged you. So my insured shouldn't be responsible to reimburse you for that entire $1,000 hospital bill. Well, you're stuck with it. Why shouldn't they be? Why shouldn't they compensate you for it? Well, they're going to argue, no, it's not reasonable. Mm-hmm. We're not going to pay it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's my job to come in and argue with them, so you don't have to do it. I mean, you know, when you're in an accident, you don't have time to be fooling with calling the insurance.
And that's what happens, right? Though. That's what happens.
You can't get up with them.
Right.
You leave a message. Does anybody return your call?
No.
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 Well, we keep after them. That's what we do.
Right. I mean,
we've got 10 attorneys. We've got almost 40 employees working together. We all work together to make sure it goes the right way. That's what we do.
What's the biggest mistake you think that, and we're going to start with car accidents, and then we're going to go to workers' comp claims, right?
Right, right,
What's the biggest mistake you see people make when they're involved in a car accident? What's the biggest mistake
Well, one of the biggest mistakes is assume you're going to be taken care of by the other insurance company. You have to purchase insurance coverage yourself because the other guy doesn't always purchase enough.
Okay.
I see lots of claims. I handle folks who have simple whiplash injuries, just a few medical expenses, and we're happy to help them. But I also help people who are disabled for life. The big injury claims. So people are in the hospital for months, incur these big bills. Well, you know, what happens so often is, and understandably, folks in North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina, we don't have a lot of money. No, so when you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of assets, you don't purchase a lot of insurance company to cover yourself.
You do just enough to
what you basically can afford,
be that you can afford and keeps me legal. So,
well, sometimes you can afford a little bit more, and but they're not willing to spend it. But you should be because you have to protect yourself.
Okay.
So what happens is, in North Carolina, everybody has to have liability coverage.
Liability, right.
And you have to have at least $30,000 per person.
Now, you heard that, people. At least $30,000 per person.
Well, that's often it's not enough. Because when you purchase the minimum coverage, you don't get the extra coverage you need to protect yourself when somebody doesn't have enough. And that's called underinsured motorist coverage.
Okay.
All right? Now, don't get confused with uninsured. Most people have uninsured. So that means if you hit me, and you don't have insurance, I make a claim against my own policy for uninsured motorist.
Okay.
That will pay me the same as yours would have had you had insurance.
Okay.
Now, what happens when you do have insurance and it's minimum coverage, $30,000?
Okay.
And I've been in the hospital for 2 months. And my bills are over $100,000.
Mm.
Your $30,000 is not going to go very far to take care of my case. Right?
Right.
So if I purchased underinsured motorist coverage, I'll have some more money over and above the 30 that your policy pays towards my injuries.
Okay. I get it. Okay.
It's a safety net.
It's a safety net.
And it doesn't cost that much more.
Okay.
Really
so
doesn't.
It's not comp and collision and that whole thing.
It's something different.
Different.
It means the defendant, the at-fault party, was underinsured. They didn't have enough money to pay you for your injury claim. So you purchase underinsured motorist coverage to pick up the difference.
Pick up the difference. Mm. So you cover yourself, and then you underinsured what if their insurance don't cover enough to cover your medical bills.
Yours will.
Yours will.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And, another thing people don't have, you know, 50% of the time they do and 50% of the time they don't, something called medical payments coverage. I call it MedPay for short. It can be purchased in increments of $1,000, so you may have $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 coverage. And what it does is, kind of like an Aflac coverage. If you incur medical bills, you can send the bill to your insurance company. They'll cut you a check.
Oh.
Up to the amount of the bill, not to exceed the amount of coverage you purchased. And this is a really cheap insurance. And the reason it's good to have it is when I handle an injury claim, no matter who handles your injury claim as a lawyer, it takes time to get it settled. It just does because you're going to be treating for a while.
Yeah.
What if you treat, most people will treat for at least several months. Mm. Okay. And people are put out of work. They don't have money. They don't have transportation. If you have MedPay coverage and you get that first ER bill, you send it to your insurance company, you know, within a short period of time, they're going to cut you a check. That's money you can live off of until your case gets settled.
Mm. What's the average amount of time it takes to get a case solved?
Well, it depends on how big your injury claim is. You know, a lot of cases I see are not the biggest claims in the world, and that's okay.
Let's start there.
You know, most people get in fender benders, rear end collisions. That's the number one accident that I see.
Number one, we started.
Number one.
Rear end.
And by the way, that's going to go away in a few years with technology, crash avoidance systems in new cars.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. But right now, that's number one. So you get whiplash from a rear end collision, all right? Your neck hurts. Your back hurts. Most people can go to the emergency room, follow up with a chiropractor.
Okay. Right.
That's going to take, you're going to be in treatment maybe 2 or 3 months.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That's true.
And your treatment's got to be over so I know what your medical bills are so I can get them reimbursed. So we have to wait at least the amount of your treatment time. And then we get the medical records and bills in. We put a package to the insurance company. They're going to take maybe 4 weeks to review it, and then we're going to negotiate and get it settled within another 2 weeks. So that's a short claim, okay?
That's a short claim.
That's a short claim. When you have people who are in the hospital for 2 months, right?
Right.
They get out of the hospital, they go to rehabilitation, they're in rehabilitation for another 2 months, and on and on and on with follow-ups to the doctor. Man. You incur all those bills, we have to get them together. Let me tell you something that's really tough on claims now. This I call it new, but it's been since 2010 when the North Carolina legislature changed the rules. So what happens now is if you have a $100,000 hospital bill,
okay,
it used to be that if you had a $100,000 hospital bill, you submit a $100,000 hospital bill and there's $100,000 coverage, they're going to pay it. These days, they don't do that because the new law says you can wait. The insurance company can wait and decide and look to see if the insurance company, your health insurance, is going to pay that bill. Health insurance pays the bill. What's going to happen to the bill? A lot of it's going to get written off.
Oh.
That's what happens when you file your health insurance. There's a write-off.
Okay.
Okay? Well, the liability company is going to wait for that health insurance to be filed. Wait for the write-off so they don't have to pay you as much money. Oh. What does that do? It puts off the settlement of the case waiting for health insurance to be filed.
Right.
They refuse to get health insurance.
Health insurance kicks in. Okay, makes sense.
That's right.
So I get an accident, I go to the hospital. I have health care through my job, and they want to
file it
with my job, with the health care, and see what they pay. And then
that's right.
Wow. So that's a very good reason to get an attorney, because nobody would understand that.
You know, in liens, we call liens, these are things that are really difficult and slow up claims these days. What do I mean by a lien? Well, it's going to file a lien with us against your settlement because they want to get paid out of the settlement. Okay?
Oh.
They don't want it to be left
See, all
up
of this
to,
is, this is why.
They don't want it to be left up to you, the patient, to work out a payment plan that's affordable to you. They just want to take all your money out of the settlement, right? That's a lien. They have a lien against it. And some liens are what we call perfected, and some are. Some are not column liens. And it's up to a lawyer to figure out who has a lien and who doesn't.
Who doesn't.
Right? And it can be complicated.
Yeah, sounds complicated. So they can put a lien on my settlement that when my settlement comes in, they get their money off.
That's right.
Oh, like the IRS, the taxes.
The government, the U.S. government can come in and take all your money.
Yeah.
There are health insurance plans today that are considered self-insured. Come in and take all your money. Under the law. It's egregious.
Get an attorney, man.
But we negotiate. We still find ways of negotiating and arguing, you know, some technicalities in the law and fight with them and make sure these people put compensation in their pocket when otherwise they won't.
Okay. Tell me some of the, you know, we're going to get to workers' comp and talk about that. Some of the wildest things that you've seen that insurance companies have pulled to get out of paying someone.
I come here today. I'm a little bit aggravated already because I was talking to an insurance adjuster within the past 2 hours on a case.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, so you know, this is not a typical client, but he's a doctor.
Okay.
Okay. And he has patients. He's driving his Porsche, and he's in Raleigh, right? And he gets rear-ended.
Okay.
Slams into the back of him. I mean, it totals his car out. Totals out. The defendant's car, too,
okay.
Right?
Total the Porsche.
Total the Porsche.
Oh, God.
It was a pretty Porsche, too. Black Porsche.
Oh, God.
But I'm trying to settle his case today.
Okay.
And
in the back of someone else.
No, the doctor got slammed.
Oh,
the doctor got rear-ended. He's not at fault.
Okay,
He's my client.
Okay, okay.
Okay? So today I'm trying to settle the case. And the insurance adjuster, I submitted lost wages. So what he lost were patients. The day of the crash.
Right, okay.
All right, he lost about 16 patients that afternoon.
Ooh,
of the wreck.
I mean,
he couldn't go back to work.
Yeah.
Right? So the adjuster's saying, well, who put him out of work?
Person who hit him, right?
Yeah, good answer. You know, what doctor put him out of work? Because he didn't go to the doctor that day. You know, he waited a couple of days.
Okay.
Well, who put him out of work? You know, who excused him?
You know, wow.
And I said, come on, you put this in front of a jury of 12 people, you don't think they're going to sympathize with him?
Right.
All they have to do is look at his Porsche and see how bad it is, and they're going to know, no way, this doctor, I wouldn't want him coming in and working
on
me,
and
right?
His Porsche look like that?
No.
Wow.
Oh, and the other thing was, well, if you can't prove he came back, then I mean, what if they were rescheduled, therefore he didn't have a loss? That's not the way business works, you know.
Wow.
He lost wages that day.
That day.
Doesn't matter if they're rescheduled. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of ludicrous stuff that we have to deal with day to day that otherwise you would be dealing with, and you don't have time. You don't know the law, number two. and you probably don't have the patience for it, number three.
And that's when you give up. And it's kind of like when I got hit, it's kind of like I don't have time, I got to get to work. Okay, where do I sign and what do I get? I get that. You're going to take care of my car and maybe down the line my neck hurts.
You're going to do what's easy. Yeah, and easy is not always
the best thing.
The best thing, right?
And it's true. Wow.
That's right.
Okay. Let's talk about how do you guys handle workers' comp plan? Explain that.
You know, I used to do workers' comp for Kellam Law Firm. I don't do that
anymore.
Okay. I can, but I've got two attorneys who do that for me.
Okay. So y'all got attorneys in-house that handles work.
That's correct. And so anybody who's injured on the job will typically have a patient claim. Now, whether or not you need an attorney is another thing. Attorney cases is usually reserved for the ones where you're likely to have permanent impairment. Like you break your arm and it's not 100% and it never will be. Those are good cases to take to a lawyer because there are different ways to settle that case and get money, and some are better than others. Mm-hmm. And there are computations, there are formulas for determining how much money you're entitled to based upon the rating that you're given by your doctor when you reach maximum medical improvement. And you can settle for that computation. It's based on your average weekly wage. And for example, if you injure your back, the work comp tables say that a back is worth 300 weeks of your average weekly wage. Okay. If you're rated at 100%. So if you're rated at 10%, you're only going to get 10 weeks of comp. You're going to get 10 weeks of compensation. Strike that. You're going to get 30. You're going to get 30 because it's 10% of 300. The 300. Yeah.
Okay. So workers, you guys handle workers' comp claim, right? You got attorneys there that do handle those, but also the accidents.
I'm the managing attorney at Kellam Law Firm, but I also have a caseload.
Okay.
And I'm responsible for meeting with clients when they come in. I'm responsible for negotiating and getting their cases settled.
Okay.
And if I can't do that, we have a litigation team. And those are lawyers, and all they do is draft lawsuits, file lawsuits, and take you to court. Mm. Now, these days, you don't see a lot of court. You know, there's other ways to get cases resolved.
Settled, right?
I try to settle it without filing a lawsuit. When I can't, it goes to litigation. They file a lawsuit, but then they have an opportunity at mediation.
Yeah, mediation.
To get it settled before it goes to court. And a lot of times, we can get it resolved by then.
Okay.
You know, most of the time, people... Nobody wants to go to court.
Yeah.
You want to get the case settled if it's fair and reasonable. And you don't always know that. Mm. And that's what we're here for.
And that's why people should call.
That's right.
You should call. Number one accident out here in North Carolina would be, you said,
Rear end collision.
So people should pick up the phone and call.
That's right. 1-800-ACCIDENT.
1-800-ACCIDENT. That's the phone number. Now, you got offices. How many places?
We have 10 offices throughout eastern North Carolina. We just recently opened in Raleigh.
Okay.
To serve the Triangle area. But we have offices, an office as far north as Roanoke Rapids, as far south as Wilmington, and as far west as Raleigh. And of course, we're here in New Bern. We have our home office here. We serve your listening audience, not only New Bern, but in the Jacksonville area, the Greenville area. In Kinston, your callers can either come to New Bern, depending upon what side of town they live on, or they can go to Greenville, or they can go to our Goldsboro office.
Oh, you got a Goldsboro office.
Yeah. And these days, we know social media and
online.
You know, you can go to our website, KellamLawFirm.com.
Okay.
And you can chat. Live chat with us.
Yeah.
Happy to answer your questions.
That'd be dope because I think a lot of people will go there because they'll have questions about a lot of things.
It's a great place to go to get questions answered. And, you know, you don't even have to leave your house these days to see a lawyer.
Don't.
You know, there's Skype, there's FaceTime, there's texting, there's chatting. And we can even send the paperwork to you by what we call DocuSign. And you do it over the email. And you can sign via email. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a lot easier.
And the thing is, I think the term is ambulance chasers. Don't look at it from that perspective. And I learned that it's not all about a hustle. It's about making sure that you're okay. And a lot of things that we may not know or understand or see can come up in the future.
Jay,
that we don't know. So just making that phone call to 1-800-ACCIDENT can be helpful. If you know, it's not going
to
hurt you.
If you're doing a good job as an attorney, you don't have to chase ambulances.
Okay.
People come to you.
Right.
And we've been in the community for over 40 years. I've been with Kellam Law Firm for over 24 years.
Man.
Before that, I've been a lawyer for 27 years. The first 3 years I served in U.S. Navy as a JAG attorney in Japan.
And what's that? What are you doing?
I did criminal. I did criminal law, criminal trials.
Oh, man.
Lot of sexual assault cases in Japan, unfortunately.
Wow. So you was an attorney over there?
That's right. In Yokosuka, Japan.
Oh, man. So you was in the courtrooms over there.
I was in a lot of courtrooms over there. That's where I got my trial experience was they threw me in the courtroom. There was nobody to tell me what to do, how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I was a young attorney, and I did the best I can with some really serious cases. I mean, I enjoyed it, but criminal law is tough.
It is.
You know, I enjoy personal injury a whole lot more.
A lot more?
Yeah.
So that's why you came back over here.
That's right. And met Norman Kellam.
Yeah.
A great guy, by the way.
Wow. He told me a story. He told me a seatbelt story one time. I saw him, I think last year, Joe. And he said that he was talking to the adjuster. And the adjuster said that it was something with the claim and that the insurance company didn't want to pay because the person didn't have their seatbelt on. And I want to say Mr. Kellam said he got in his car and drove down to Georgia, some far off place. And he said, I drove down there and I went to where the car was in salvage and I looked at the seatbelt and it had been cut off.
I remember that. I remember him telling me that.
And I was like, wow, he's like, and that guy, he said, they were not going to pay them because I want to say that the person passed, that they didn't want to pay because the person had the seatbelt on. He said, well, who cut that seatbelt off that person that they didn't have the seatbelt on?
Exactly.
And it just me hearing that story was like, wow.
And that makes all the difference in the world. And he tells his younger attorneys, he tells you, you've got to go to the accident scene and you've got to go look at the car. You've got to do your homework. You've got to investigate. You can't be lazy in this business.
Right. Because me as an average person buying insurance, I think my insurance company really is on my side. So if you tell me, okay, my wife and my girlfriend, she didn't have her seatbelt on, she passed away. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to believe you. You know, just so you can save money. But I lost somebody.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I respected him when he said, I drove down there and saw that they had.
And I learned that from him, and I respect him for that too. Yeah. He's a great lawyer. And you have to, you know, you're a great lawyer when you've been in the business this long.
Yeah. Mr. Kellam, man, if you have an accident, hopefully, you know, you don't. But if you do, what's the phone number again?
1-800-ACCIDENT.
1-800-ACCIDENT. The website is
KellamLawFirm.com.
They got live chat. So I'm one of the people, like when I go to car lots, I don't like talking to the salespeople. I'm like, I don't want to go because I don't want nobody to bother me. If you just want to go on the website and ask a couple questions and get your answers and find out, like, you know what? Okay, I should talk to an attorney. Or I feel like this is something that I need to take, you know, to an attorney. Go to the website.
And, you know, even if it's something you're not sure we handle, you know, we're happy to help you find somebody who can help you.
Okay, you can guide us in the right direction.
That's right.
Offices, man, all over the place. You said 10 offices?
10 offices.
And then what cities?
You're going to make me name all of them. We're in New Bern. We're in Jacksonville.
Yes.
We're in Wilmington. We're in Morehead City. We're in Greenville. We're in Goldsboro. You stop me if I've named one twice. We're in Williamston. We're in Rocky Mount.
We're in
Roanoke Rapids. Okay. And we're in Raleigh.
Okay. Basically, if you listening to this, you know this one near you. Okay. So you're in the car right now. Accident happens. Yo, call them, kill them right now. What's the tagline?
We're with you all the way.
We're with you all the way. Okay. That's the tagline. 1-800-ACCIDENT. You can log on to the website. Matter of fact, if you log on to 1019online.com, you'll see the Kellam banner. Click it. It'll redirect to their website. Also, you want to hear any, you know, you heard part of this interview, you want to hear it in its entirety, you can go to the website at 1019online.com. Check out the podcast. It'll be up there as well. You can check it out right there. You know, I don't do much unless I believe in something, and I believe in this because I sat down with Mr. Kellum, had lunch with him, and he told me stories that had me sitting there and not bored for almost 2 hours. And when he told me the story about the seatbelt situation where he drove far, far away to show that this person deserved compensation, he had me. So I trust him. You should too. Kellum Law Firm, man. You get an accident, call him 1-800-ACCIDENT. Kellum, what's the website again?
The website is KellumLawFirm.com.
KellumLawFirm.com or 1019online.com. Look for the Kellum banner. Click the banner. It'll redirect to their website and they'll help you out. Once again, what's your name?
John Briggs.
John Briggs, man. Now, what does somebody want to get you specifically for their case?
Just ask for John Briggs, and if you can't get me, you leave me a message. I'm calling you back the same day.
All right. He was a trial attorney, too, so that means that he's a monster when he gets in the courtroom. So call, request him, okay? All right, man. Thank y'all for listening. Jay Blaze, Clark will be back here in a minute. Let's get it going. It's the No Chill Zone right here on 101.9 KISS FM, baby.